Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host Brian Sternberg. On this episode, we are fortunate to be joined by Khalil Shakir. Khalil is a starting wide receiver for the Boise State Broncos and is one of the top returning players in the entire country. Khalil, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Yeah, of course.
To start, Khalil, when thinking about last season, he broke onto the scene as maybe the best wide receiver in the Mountain West. Reflecting on last season, what do you think you did well, and what have you been emphasizing in your training this offseason to improve your game?
I think I just did well last year, just adjusting to wherever I was putting on the field, as far as, you know, in the backfield or slot or outside. And just trying to improve my game constantly, and doing that and switching to those positions and, you know, learning the different types of techniques as far as playing from slide and then playing outside. And then also just grinding through the season. You know, I was unfortunate and I couldn't make it through my freshman season. And then last year, fortunately, and thank God that I made it through the whole season and just kept going as the season went on. And I guess you could say this. As far as right now, just trying to put into my training, it's just trying to get better with my technique and trying to get bigger, faster, and stronger so I can put on for this upcoming season.
And Khalil, next season, spring ball, what are your individual goals for next season, and what does this Boise football team have to do to win the Mountain West?
I think we always have our plan, and that's just to get better every day. Pretty simple saying, but it comes with a lot of work every day. Every moment we step into the weight room and step onto the field, our mindset is just to get better every day.
With yourself, Khalil, being at Boise State, long lineage of really great head coaches, Peterson, now Harsin. What's it like playing under your current head coach? And can you describe your relationship with him?
I love it. He's an amazing coach. He's always making sure that he puts us first and does the best for us. And we're pretty close as far as just trying to talk about what we're going to do for this upcoming season and what we're going to do to try and win it all again. And obviously, like I said before, same mindset every day, come in and be 1-0 in that day and get better.
Khalil, let's go back to those high school days. 4-star recruit coming out of high school. Can you talk a little bit about your high school career, what it was like, and what went into the decision to enroll at Boise State?
High school was cool. I mean, recruiting went well as far as going from junior to senior year. So that was pretty cool getting to experience all that. So as far as Boise State, I only took one official visit, and I was to Boise State. And right when I came up here, I could just tell it was it. Obviously, the blue turf is awesome. The guys kind of – it was like I was already a part of the team on my official visit, and I hadn't even committed yet. So I just knew that the family atmosphere here was great, and the people, the community – they all love the football team, and it's just a great community to be in and a great place to be for a D1 athlete. So that ultimately was what made the decision for me to come here. It was just amazing.
We talked about this a little bit, but the idea of Boise State, one of the top tier programs in the country, and you don't do that by not having a separating factor. So for you, Khalil, having spent 2 years there now at Boise, how would you describe the football culture at Boise State?
It's for sure different. Things around here are done differently, and there's a high standard held to us athletes from not just doing what we do on the field, but also in the classroom. So it's a higher standard here, and we all have to, reach those standards. And if not, you know, there's a problem. So our standard is set high. The bar is set high for us. And, if we all just do what we're supposed to do, that means we'll be successful.
And talking about academics, also very important, not only playing football, but excelling in the classroom. How are you able to balance both academics and football?
I mean, it's tough. You have to wake up in the morning and, you know, lift and run and, you know, practice. And then you got to go to class. So it's like, I mean, it's for sure tough. It's a challenge, but that's what separates us from the rest, you know, just having a different mentality of nothing is ever too, nothing is ever too hard for us. And it's for sure manageable, you know, it's nothing too much. But I mean, if you have the right mindset and the right mentality, it's easy to just knock it all out.
And for you, Khalil, what did you decide to major in college and what went into that decision?
I'm still in the process of trying to figure that out. You know, a couple options, you know, right now it's communications, but I've also thought of criminal justice. And, you know, also, as a kid, I always thought about being a cop. So that's what came into that fact as far as criminal justice. And then communications was something that I just looked up when I first got here and, you know, having to decide what I wanted to major in at first. And that's going pretty well. It's actually helped me with a lot of public speaking and stuff like that. So that's helped me with a lot of different things as far as just like talking to people and speaking to people. And it helps a lot with interviews like this and other interviews, you know, after practice and stuff like that. So that has helped me a lot in my football life too. And not many people think of that, but what comes down the deciding factor to major in those is, honestly, I was just looking stuff up. I was looking at different majors and stuff like that. You know, I'm not a huge math guy. So the business route was kind of iffy. It's nothing that I can't handle, but like I said, communications, you know, I love talking to people. I love putting myself out there and, you know, getting to know people. So that's what came in for that.
And very impressive season. It'd be hard not to mention that you led the team in receptions. You finished second in receiving yards. How are you using your performance last season to fuel next season?
I want to take the numbers that I had this year or this last season and just blow those out the roof. Obviously, we're working towards that right now. Is just trying to get better and work hard and reach that goal. So I'm trying to just, you know, set the bar even higher for this year. Obviously, I had a decent season, but for me, it's not good enough. And I know my coaches and my teammates want more from me, and that's something that I'm working towards to do. So I just want to do the best I can do for the team, and whatever I can do to help the team out in any way, that's what I'm going to do.
At Boise, you guys had, in addition to yourself, John Hightower there for the past two seasons with you. How did he help your development, in particular, your first two seasons?
John's great. He's a great dude. He's somebody that we all look up to. You see him on the field doing what he's doing, running as fast as he does, which makes us all want to run faster and be like him, making those explosive plays and, you know, taking those the deep balls to the house and stuff like that. So when you see stuff like that, it just it creates energy within not only our receiver group but the whole team. So just seeing what he does on the field speaks a lot, and the impact that he has on everybody else in the team. So I just what he did, I want to do what he did, you know, and even better if I can.
And when you first started freshman season, also sophomore season, getting adjusted to the speed of the game, getting adjusted to the competition. Was there someone on this Boise State football team that you looked up to?
Oh, for sure. Sean Monster, my first year was a senior. So him and AJ Richardson, those two, they do everything right. They're always on time to everything, always just on point with everything that they do. So those two, I roomed with Sean for the times for traveling. So he was also teaching me a lot as far as just making sure that, you know, you get into the film room and do those things right and what to look at when watching film, and also handling business outside of football too. So he for sure helped, those two helped me a lot mentally in my game, and which now, you know, I'm still using the techniques and everything that they told me when they were here. And I still call those dudes, have conversations with them. That just helped me to help me try and get better.
With them helping you get acclimated, it's still Division I football. It's still a level that you don't see in high school. So for you, was there a play or game practice, a memory where you're like, all right, this is no longer high school, this is Division I football?
Oh, the first practice that I had with them, you know, high school is a little more chill in a sense that not everything is moving at a fast pace. So when you get here in that first practice and you see how fast everybody's moving, it's kind of just like, you know, it just kind of shocks me at first. I'm like, you know, this is really D1 football. So having to adjust that way. But like I said, I also had great guys like Sean and AJ and them also Killian Butler that also helped me just adjust to the game quick. And I'm pretty sure they saw the look in my face when that very first practice, and it's kind of just like, you know, deer in the headlights. It's like, oh, snap, you know, and they would just help me just help me stay locked in and help me a lot with the plays. So if I didn't know something, like when I first got there, they would kind of help me out as I'm on the field. So those guys really, really helped me get adjusted to the game. So it was a shocker when I first got out there, that very first practice, but those guys helped me work through it.
And last season, Khalil, in the Mountain West Championship game, going up against a very talented Hawaii team, you scored twice in that game. What was that feeling like?
It was great. Championship game, obviously want to go out there and catch it up, but the greatest thing for me was that I was just out there with my brothers and my teammates, and seeing the joy that it brought to everybody's face, there was nothing else like it. You know, I'm all for you know, doing anything I can to help the team, so any ways that I can do that, I'm gonna do it. And the outcome of that was great, seeing everybody happy and celebrating. Makes all our hard work that we've been putting in off season, it just makes it all pay off.
Talking about your teammates at Boise, a ton of talent, but I'm going to make you choose one here. Is there a freshman, incoming freshman or sophomore on this Boise roster that has really stood out to you as someone who should be on draft radars pretty soon?
Honestly, a lot of guys are working. I don't know if I can choose one. You know, I have the guys in my receiver group that we've all been working hard, and it's kind of hard to think outside of that because I'm with those guys every day. But we have a couple young dudes who are going to shock people this upcoming year. You know, they're working hard, and that's all we can ask them, just work hard and put in the work every day. And that hard work is going to pay off when season hits. So there's not really one guy that I can point out, but they're all working.
And as you mentioned earlier, film is a very important aspect of the game, not only what you can produce on the field, but how have your film study habits changed when you were a freshman up until now?
Freshman year, it's like I got to play a little bit, but when you're not playing that much, it's easy to just slack off of the little things. So that has been my goal this year with the film room is, you know, watching film and when I'm watching myself or watching other guys, just try and watch the little techniques that they have that I can implement in my game. And then also when I'm watching, you know, defenses, just looking at things that they do that I can take advantage of in my game when I do line up against them. So film has changed a lot from last year to this year. I'm getting in there more and watching more film and not just, you know, putting that to the side, because that's obviously a very important aspect of the game is before you go out there and face your opponent, it's watching them on film and seeing those little things that they do that you can take advantage of when you step out there on the field.
Talking about the bond of the receiver group that we've talked about, with that comes a lot of preparation. You're doing a lot of drills with them, team meetings. How important is it to have a strong relationship with the other receivers in your group?
It's very important because anybody can learn something from anyone in the room. So even the younger guys, I learn a lot from those guys, and they learn a lot from me, and I learn a lot from the older guys. We just all feed off each other's energy too. So when we got these workouts and stuff like that, you know, if one person's down, we all pick them up. In that room, in the team too, we're all family. But in that room, we kind of have a mentality that we're just going to go out there and do work every day. So those guys, it's very important to have that relationship with them because, I mean, those are the guys you're mostly around every day too.
So, you know, if you ever have a problem with somebody, it's squashed right away and we back to business. And that's the way we operate.
And Khalil, he's still got a lot of time ahead, but playing in the Senior Bowl is something that all college football players dream about. And that's a goal of theirs. Is that something that you hope to be able to play in once you're done with your senior year of football?
Yeah, I mean, obviously that's something that we all strive towards. So, I mean, if I get the opportunity to play in that, great. But my main focus right now is, you know, trying to help my team do what we can to have a great season and have myself a great season and hopefully win another championship. And then if that falls into place, and it falls into place, and it's a great opportunity. But like I said, I'm a team dude. I'm focused on my team and what we can do there. And then all other things will fall into place if it's meant to be and if it's in God's hands.
Khalil, with Boise State, one of the most unique stadiums, specifically the field being blue, what was your first game day experience like? And just take us through as well what a typical game day is like for you.
Stepping on to the blue field with the smoke going off and running out the tunnel, that's something I will never forget. First game against UConn, it was just a shocker because, you know, in high school, we had pretty decent crowds, but when you go out there and the stadium's packed and that bright blue field is just there for you, it's just, man, you know, I had to take a second and just step back and take it all in before we got to work. Went out there and prayed on the field and just looked up at the stands, and it was just time to go to work. Game days are, you know, wake up, have a couple of meetings, you know, just last minute tweaks that we can fit in there to try and do the best we can do when it hits game time. Go ahead and eat, get a good meal in before that, and then have a little rest time, and then we all meet back up and have a little more meetings, and it's basically time to rock.
And Khalil, when you're not on the field or in the classroom, is there something that you like to do with your teammates, like play Madden or NBA 2K?
Yeah, a lot of guys like playing Madden. I'm a huge Fortnite dude. A couple of me and other guys, you know, we'll hop on Fortnite whenever we're done with, you know, schoolwork and all that. You know, we basically talk in the morning when we have our workouts. We'll talk and be like, you know, who has homework to do, or who's going to go watch film, and then we'll all go knock that out and then have a set time so we're going to hop on the game. So that's pretty much an everyday thing for sure.
And in your opinion, doing things like that with your teammates, how important is that for success and translating on the field?
It's important because I'm playing, you know, the game with my kicker, and it's like you wouldn't think that a receiver and then a kicker or whatever would have a great relationship, but you know these dudes are on the team is like they're my family, like the D linemen and all that. You know, we're playing games together, and then that builds team chemistry. So obviously, team chemistry is very important, and it translates onto the field as far as working together. So I play Fortnite with, you know, my D lineman, kicker, you know, other specialists, DBs, all that. It just all translates onto the field and creates a family atmosphere and a good vibe in the locker room that helps us, you know, go out there and put on a show when we step on the field.
And Khalil, so far in your collegiate career, do you have like a favorite memory or a game that you will remember?
Yeah, I would say my first receiving touchdown win, which was my freshman year, when I caught a touchdown that put us up like 23-17 against Fresno State, which was actually the play that I ended up getting hurt on. But it was that moment in memory. You know, I had my family there watching that too. So it was just cool to see them after the game and how proud they were of me and how hyped my teammates were. When that happened, it's definitely something that I won't ever forget.
Khalil, such an important aspect of things when we think about it is the character. For those who don't know, who aren't in the locker room with you, what can people get to know? Like who are they going to get in Khalil off the field and in the locker room?
I mean, off the field and in the locker room, I like to have fun, you know, so I'm a pretty happy dude every day. Try and bring, you know, high energy to the facility every day. Me as a person,
I'm a happy dude, and I like to do whatever I can to help other people. You know, I love helping out other people and helping them with whatever they need. You know, I like to be that guy that people can always count on, or whenever something happens or whenever there's a problem, they can call me and count on me to help them out. So that's what I try and do every day, and that's the person that I am.
And Khalil, how do you see yourself next season and the seasons to come taking on a leadership role?
That's definitely, you know, being a leader isn't easy. You know, you kind of have to put yourself out there and help everybody out, you know, because anybody can lead by example, but it's those the vocal part of that that responsibility that takes it to the next level. So definitely something that I'm trying to get into, and I'm trying to develop that leadership character. So right now, the best I can do is, with these workouts and stuff, encourage people to keep going and just strive to do their best.
Khalil, hypothetical question. If you can be trained by one player currently in the NFL or retired, who would it be and why?
I'm going to have to go with Chad Ochocinco for sure. I just watched a documentary on him the other day, and his mindset, mentality for the game was just something different. The way he trash talked his opponents into getting in their heads and all of that was just it was different. So seeing that, you know, I like watching a lot of film on him because his feet too, he has quick feet, and that's something that I'm trying to get better at too. The way he stops and starts is just, it's different and it's electric. So if I can try and take what he had in his game and implement it in my game, it's just next level stuff.
And Khalil, we know the angle for you is to play in the NFL, but do you have any career aspirations once your football career is over?
I haven't really thought much of that. You know, I have my, I've thought of real estate and stuff like that, getting into that, but, you know, plan B for me right now is football. You know, that's plan A and plan B. So I'm just trying to do what I can to make plan A work, and then, everything else will fall into place after that.
Khalil, for our last question, what is one piece of advice you can give to a rising high school football player?
To just put your head down and grind. You know, in high school with all the stars and all that stuff, it can sometimes get to people's heads, and it can mess up their game. So for me, I would just say keep your head down and grind. Don't listen to the outside stuff that's being said about you. And just do your thing, and God will take over and put you where you're supposed to be in life.
That was Khalil Shakir from the Boise State Broncos. We really appreciate your time, and best of luck next season.
Of course, thank you.